Hello, everybody. Thank you very much. Today, I'm going to talk about Udemy, a project to promote active citizenship. So we really want to make political participation really easy, rewarding, and most of all, we want to make it realistically attainable for a wide majority of citizens. And today, I'm going to share with you what we want to do, share some ideas, and hopefully, at the end, after the talk, get some critical feedback from you guys. So, before I start, who are we? We are an international team of people from the UK, from France, from Italy, from Greece, from Malta, and from Germany, and from Spain. It's actually a little European Union, so to say. And we have an advisory board, which includes academics from various universities and people from industry, all within the field of online participation. And we have received the endorsement from the Oxford Internet Institute. So basically, we believe that a politically active society is a really, really good thing, not only for moralistic reasons, but also because there are measurable socioeconomic benefits. Now, the problem is that there are very high barriers for participation, actually. So whilst there are methods available for citizens to engage politically, they're all not very attractive, and they require lots of time commitment to get engaged. So not many people do it, actually, and we feel that's quite a shame. And we were thinking of ways to improve that. So what we've done, we've developed we're currently in the process of developing an independent political platform. It's a reputation-based social network, and the main focus of it is to be really easy and really user-friendly. And the main method we're using is, we call it bottom-up participation. So what we assume is that not every citizen has the same amount of time or the same level of interest to engage politically. So if we only offer one single functionality, we might not appeal to a wide enough audience to make it representative. So we need to offer several levels of engagement. And we start with level one, which is basically a feature allowing citizens to inform themselves about political parties, who's most aligned with their views, whom to vote for, and it represents complex political information in a really easily digestible format. So rather than having to read through a long party manifesto prior to an election, which no one does, you can see it in a much easier way. The second feature allows citizens to raise issues or concerns to the attention of policymakers and other citizens, basically to really actively shape the political agenda and the public debate. The third feature then takes that one step further. It allows citizens who actually have some sort of ideas how to solve these problems or other ideas for policies and so forth to promote these and expose them to the user base of this platform, sort of a way to crowdsource social innovation. The final level allows citizens who, for instance, have already exposed themselves to the users of this platform, have created a number of ideas which have been receiving high ratings, have attracted a number of followers, and see that their ideas are actually resonating with the user base, to gain the confidence to actually make this leap of faith and say, put their name on the ballot in their local constituency and stand for election, because currently it's very difficult to get into politics unless you're a member of an established party or you have lots of financial means in order to basically acquire the media exposure that's required to gain attention. Now, in the last slide, I want to show you our sketch for the prototype, which we will hopefully launch very soon, which is centered around level two functionality, basically allowing citizens to raise issues to the attention of the user base and city councils and so forth. So basically, assume you see this this website here. Assume you are really annoyed about the bicycle lanes in Cowley Road and you want to have better bicycle lanes. So you just create an entry, you type in, I want better bicycle lanes in Cowley Road, you tag it as bicycle lanes, and then you see the tag cloud on the map representing what the public is most concerned about. So for instance, in Oxford, if there are many people who want better bicycle lanes, you would see the tag bicycle lanes as the largest one, essentially forming a real-time political agenda of what should be done, what are the things the citizens in a certain particular area should address. So if you zoom out to London, you might see it would be congestion. If you zoom out to the UK, it might be the NHS. If you zoom out to Germany, it might be a lack of sausages, who knows. Basically, you create you create a platform that allows citizens to see what is of concern to the people, what should I act upon, where should I initiate policies or actions in form of petitions and so forth. I see my time is over. Would be really great to talk to lots of you guys afterwards to get feedback, critical feedback, what you think. Thank you very much.